See, she's at the Florida Prevention Research Center, the University of South Florida. In addition to an MPH in health education, she has a graduate certificate in social marketing. And for the past 4 years, she's been applying social marketing in various research projects and health behavior interventions. Her experience includes program planning and implementation, data analysis, specifically qualitative analysis and dissemination of findings. Her presentation, as you see, is entitled State of Professional Education and Training in Social Marketing. Please join me in welcoming Tally.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming. We're going to take a step back from Brian's presentation and look where the professionals acquire their social marketing knowledge. So this presentation about the state of professional education and training in social marketing. And I have no relationship to disclose. I would like to start with a few background facts on the topics. The workforce development in public health in the United States has been a priority since the past Healthy People document in 2000, and we heard about the involvement of this process from the first presentation. More specifically to social marketing, was identified as continuing education competency for the currently employed public health educator and public health leaders. Lastly, a survey that was done by the National Public Health Information Coalition, the NPHIC, showed that 66% of the members thought that social marketing is a major job responsibility along with planning, development, evaluation, and advertising. So what has been done so far to achieve those professional goals? As we heard before, for the first time, the Healthy People document decided to put on the agenda social marketing education as a national objective. In general, we would like to increase the proportion of schools of public health and masters of public health programs offering one or more courses in social marketing and also continuing education offerings. The purpose of our study is divided to three sub-goals. The first one was to assess the prevalence of social marketing academic programs or courses offered by schools of public health. Next, we want to establish baseline data for Healthy People 2020 that, based on that, we can set our objectives for the end of the decade and eventually monitor progress towards achieving these objectives. Thus far, we accomplished the first step. Moving to the study itself, who are the entities participating on the research team? The Florida Prevention Research Center from the University of South Florida. On the participating part, programs from 50 accredited schools of public health, members of the ASPH, the Association of Schools of Public Health. We identified the deans of those schools through the website of the association. To gather the information, we developed an online survey. Questions on the survey addressed the number of undergraduate, graduate, and non-for-credit courses in social marketing and health communication and risk communication. We also asked for the titles of those courses and student enrollment. 20 out of the 50 schools completed the survey. Overall, a response rate of 40%, which is pretty common for online instruments. Here's an example of questions from the Qualtrics survey. A participating respondent was not required to specify their name or the name of the college that they represented. Our survey was created on Qualtrics, an online survey software. And the first step, we We pre-tested the questions with 5 faculty and deans from different public health schools. We made revisions accordingly, and then we sent an invitation to participate in the study. The invitation was sent by our Associate Dean of Academics Affairs. We thought that the survey would draw more attention since it's sent by a colleague of the deans, and therefore get more response. I don't know if that helped. We sent additional 3 reminders to complete the survey for those who did not respond. And every 7 to 10 days, they got this reminder. Data analysis, which was very simple, pretty much frequencies, was done on SPSS. Nothing fancy like Z-scores or... Okay, the data gathering took place during the month of May and June of 2012. Survey was active for 4 weeks, and data was collected during July, analyzed during July of that year. Looking at the results, we can see that for graduate level classes, only 4 out of 20 schools offer classes in social marketing. Additional 6 schools offer hybrid courses that incorporate marketing, social marketing, and health communication. As far as continuing education, only 1 school reported professional development activities focused on social marketing. I tend to believe it's our school. This school reported for 2011 4 courses with enrollment of 68 students. We can see that the frequencies for health communication and health risk are much higher. In summary, health communication courses attract more students compared to risk communication and social marketing. Social marketing, we found out, is often incorporated in health communication courses. We can't always identify it by the title of the course. In fact, many of the social marketing courses did not mention social marketing in their titles. So that's another fact. Both social marketing and risk communication offered by relatively small number of schools. And bottom line, healthy people objectives for social marketing education have much room to improve in the coming years. As always, we have some limitations. The first one, recently the ASPH changed to ASPPH and include Association School of Public and Programs, Public Health and Programs. So those programs in public health were not included in this study, and I'm sure we missed a lot of valuable information by that. Another limitation is the modest response rate. We talked about 40%. 40% out of 50 doesn't give us that much. There's also a probability of selection bias. We think that non-respondents differ than respondents, and we thought that schools that did not have offerings to report weren't likely to complete the survey. On the other hand, I heard from at least 1 school that said they have too many offerings and a lot of courses that incorporate social marketing in one capacity or another, and they did not have the time to collect the data. Next. A wide range of social marketing classes are offered in schools and programs outside of the social marketing field. So mainly schools of business and colleges of communication. Some of them are hosted in colleges of nursing and education. And so these courses are not reflected in our study. What's next? Decision needs to be made regarding the actual target of Healthy People 2020. Numbers, what's the percentage we want to see? Typically, healthy people strive for 10% improvement. In our case, 10% wouldn't take us too far. 10% or 4 schools, not even feasible. We need to find a way to promote the existing social marketing offerings and initiate new ones, and also bring to the awareness of professionals and students those programs. How do we do that? Perhaps we need to imply social marketing strategies. We still need to assess midterm and final end of period data, and then monitor and evaluate the achievement of these objectives. If you'd like to learn more about those studies, this article presents both studies in detail, the three objectives of social marketing, and it's now in press and will be published during spring of 2014. I want to thank Dr. Craig Lafay and Dr. Carol Bryant and the Florida Prevention Research Center and this nice panel.